Hello, and welcome to the Innovation and Opportunity Network podcast series. My name is Virginia Hamilton. I'm the Region 6 Administrator for the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration here in San Francisco. In today's podcast, we're going to explore the concept of customer-centered design or human-centered design. Fundamentally, customer-centered design is a set of methods that you can use to gain a deep understanding of the customers we're looking to serve, their needs, the resulting behaviors, and developing lots of ideas to create innovation, new solutions, rooted in what is actually needed to achieve individual employment goals, as opposed to following more traditional and maybe potentially outdated thought and process patterns. The implementation of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act gives us a huge opportunity to step back from business as usual and, with the customer in mind, design services, processes, and sometimes even physical space within one-stop centers in a way that will produce better outcomes for customers and higher customer satisfaction. By using this approach, we can develop plans in a different way, not with the law and the regulations in the center, but with the customer in the center. What we're looking at here at the Department of Labor are real innovative approaches to implementing this new law and not just a checklist implementation plan. Several areas in our region here in San Francisco participated in customer-centered design training, and they're going to discuss a few of their experiences and how it's impacted operations on the front line. We're going to hear how they use the customer-centered design approach step by step to create a participant intake process that resembles the idea of speed dating. Our first guests are Robin Purdy and Diane Ferrari. Robin is now a consultant with the California Workforce Investment Board, and she focuses on developing customer-centered workforce policy. Diane is the chief of the Northern Division of the California Employment Development Department. Robin and Diane, take it away.
Sure. We were invited by DOL Region 6 about 2 years ago to come to San Francisco and participate in a customer-centered design training with local workforce investment boards and employment development department workforce services branches from all over California. So we went. And we didn't really know what to expect, but when we got there, we were taken through like a two-day process where we asked ourselves the question, how might we improve services to long-term unemployed dislocated workers in California? And, you know, kind of put ourselves in their shoes, listen to stories from customers of the job center system, and then participated in some quick prototyping of services that we felt might help them better engage with our system. And basically, we were told that there were no parameters. We could design whatever we wanted to, however we wanted to, and don't worry about the details, but focus mostly on the improving the customer service as they come in, design it however we wanted to, and then we could work out the details later. And it was kind of a fun, interactive process. Not only was it, you know, participants from a rural area, but it was also metropolitan areas. So everybody's viewpoint was a little bit different on how customer-centered design should actually take place. So we kicked around a couple of ideas, and I had actually heard something on the radio that morning talking about speed dating. And so I suggested to Robin, I said, well, what about a speed orientation or a speed workshop or a speed, and we started just throwing out ideas on same similar concept of speed dating. And the idea was to engage the customers in the process of finding out why they were there, where they were in their own job search. We had gone through what are the emotional modes of unemployment and what phases do people go through. And so we kind of had a framework. And then we thought, well, if customers interviewed each other, then, you know, and then reported out, then staff wouldn't be like managing the process. They would be more like listening to it and then could step in and offer suggestions for a way that each person might improve their job search option. So we came. That's what we came up with. We presented it to the group, and then, at the end of the training, of course, Virginia and Diane and Brian were like, well, go home and do it. So we came home and passed on our wonderful idea that we had made up in probably less than an hour on to the staff of the Sacramento Works Career Center at Hillsdale. And I believe there was also some staff from the Sacramento Works Career Center at Mark Sanders. So both of those groups took it, and then because the focus is supposed to be the customers, they took it out to customers, and our speed dating idea morphed into an idea that our staff and customers came up with that is still in use today in the job center system.
And we did go through a whole process where we, you know, we wrote it out, we flow charted it, we took a look at how the how the customer would interact through the design. I think we came up with some really good ideas, some that worked, some that we figured not only could we not implement, we probably could not afford to do it as on that great a level, and came down to the actual process that is still working today. And we were also concentrating on the focus of our integrated service delivery. We wanted to make sure that we did not degrade our service delivery at all, but still focused on the customer and made sure that the experience was what they needed, but at the same time make sure that we still adhered to what we had to report back to Department of Labor.
Thanks, guys. One of the aspects of customer-centered design is really to encourage those wild ideas and to come up with things in quantity. So, Robin, when Diane mentioned to you the idea of speed dating, what was your reaction, and how did that conversation happen to take it to something that was implemented into the center?
I was horrified. But then, as I thought about it, horrified because the idea of the speed dating thing doesn't really resonate with my personality type. But once we started talking about it, it was, you know, the interaction and kind of passing on something that's always been important to us in Sacramento is to provide services that are customer focused and that engage the customer so that they take ownership over their own plan, and then the staff acts as guides or coaches to help them get to the places where they want to go. So we really focus on that, and so when we started talking about the idea of the speed dating, it fits so well into that of the customer being in the power position, talking about who they are to another customer, reporting out, you know, what their needs are, where they are in their job search, and then having staff help them get there. That really resonated with me.
I think one of the things that became apparent was that as people come into our centers, they're at different places at different times, and the way that we were funneling individuals through, we were assuming that everyone was in the same place at the same time. And what the speed dating did was it gave you that 5-minute concept of you know, a very quick service, and then you move on, a quick service, and you move on, because some individuals need more time in one place versus another, and this concept allowed them to move forward when they were ready. So it gave them like Robin said, it gave them the power to either pause where they were or to move on more rapidly through the system so that they could ultimately get to what their career goal was.
And one of the cool things about this customer-centered design process that we went through is that they teach you tools for not shutting down somebody else's idea, but to add a yes and instead of a no but. And so when Diane threw that out, even though internally I was like, oh, you know, we worked it through a positive process to get to some place that we thought would be a good way to proceed with our customers.
So you guys attended a meeting and you came up with this concept, and so you came back to your organization and you turned it over to the staff. And so can you talk a little bit about what are the improvements they made up on the idea? How do you see that affecting your workshops and other services? And also, what was the process like when you came back and said, guess what, guys, we're going to do speed dating in a one-stop?
So we invited staff members to a meeting with us when we came back, and we were all charged about our idea because it was so great. And So we laid out the idea to the staff, and we asked them to take it and improve upon it, take it back, think about it. And then they met for probably a month and a half without us. And they were, I understand now that they were a little nervous about changing our idea, or, you know, did we really want them to, you know, tell us that our idea might not be the best way to do an orientation. So that was kind of interesting. So I would hear that filtered up from other staff and the managers. But Diane and I were clear that we really didn't own this and didn't want them to implement our idea, that we wanted them to take it and make it something that would work for them in their daily work. And they did that. And when we came back for them to present what they what our idea had morphed into, and I think they were a little nervous, but we both really liked what came out of it.
And the questions, we made sure that we continued what we had learned in the whole process. We didn't say no, but
yeah.
We would ask them and how. But didn't shut down any ideas, and the brainstorming continued. It really did, and the process continued also. And it's still to this day, when we change things within our local area, we look at this customer-centered design and, you know, implement whatever we need to, but continue the process of growth.
Yeah, and then last fall, SETA had a team of staff, of coaches, who went through the online customer-centered design training, and so they are continuing to use that. I think it's becoming, as Diane said, fully integrated into how we do business in Sacramento.
How do you choose which staff are involved once when you brought the idea, but also how are you including your partners as you're having these teams certified?
I think it was volunteers. So, yeah, we took volunteers. What in California, there's a term called coalition of the willing that's often used. You start with the people who are willing to embrace change, and then you slowly move it outwards until the culture has changed.
I think we also looked a little bit at flow and where the where our staff fit into the areas that we really were looking for improvement. And all of them creative thinkers and thinking out of the box to be able to come up with new and innovative ideas on the one little kernel, the one little seed that we actually planted, and then they just grew and built off of that.
Thanks, ladies. I think that's a great end to segment one.